T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Metairie. Rodney, you've been on hold for a while. Thank you for hanging on, sir. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks. Well, I was in Metairie when I called, but I'm in Bangor, Maine now. But, hey, you're worth it.
You're worth it.
No problem. just three little points, and you jump in there anytime you want because, hey, it's your show.
Go ahead.
Number one, Trump, I think, is acting like a bad schoolboy. He might want to get expelled. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, if he doesn't win the election, he doesn't have to show his taxes. He can start his new network. And let's face it, there's no one else to fire. So he might, be getting bored.
Well, that's an interesting point. I've said months ago, maybe 6-8 months ago, I said on the show that Trump is doing things that make it appear as if he doesn't even want to win. And when Trump was running in 2016, I said that I thought that there was a good possibility that if Donald Trump did not win the election, that he would go on and start his own TV network. Because this is the only thing that really explains why he's catering to his base. His base is not big enough to make him president, but his base is big enough to make him very successful in the cable news channel market. And I think that feeds his ego, and I think that would be something that Trump TV, I think it would be something he'd be interested in. So it's going to be interesting to see if that does happen.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No.
Second thing, I just want to appeal to your audience. On the congressional level, vote all the incumbents out. They don't care about you. I've never seen it so polarizing in my life. People out here hurting.
Yeah.
They can't get over their own pork to help people out.
No, it's true. And the stimulus package is a perfect example. The second stimulus package is a perfect example of that. And, Rodney, I've also said, and I appreciate that somebody shares this view, I've also said that maybe one way that the American voters, right, left, middle, all American voters could send a message to the politicians that we're in control, not you, not the politicians, would be by voting every incumbent out, the good out with the bad, to send that message. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's an interesting strategy.
Well, there you go again. All great minds think alike.
I guess.
And just the third thing, I think you should have bumper music today, Whip It, I think would be a good bumper music.
Oh, my God. For Jeffrey Toobin? For Jeffrey Toobin? Oh,
yeah.
My God, that's horrible, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to do it. I mean, it's tacky.
Okay.
I tell you what, we're going to play Whip It, but I'm not going to relate to what it's about, but it's going to
okay.
Dedicate it to Jeffrey Toobin. But I'm not going to say it at the time because that would be really tasteless.
Yeah, it would be.
In fact, let's do this, Ian. Let's go to break with the song Whip It. Hey, Rodney, I appreciate you hanging on. Thanks for your thoughts.
No problem.
And let's go to Ponchatoula. And Bruce, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Hey, look, I just wanted to call and tell you thank you for having this show. Give me something to listen to in my work, and I love your unbiased opinion, brother.
That's it? That's all you wanted to call and say?
That's it, sir. I just wanted to tell you thank you because you give me something to listen to on my work, and I love the unbiasedness about it. So thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate that very much, Bruce. Thank you for noticing. Not everybody does, and I appreciate that you took time to call our show. Look, if I can help make your workday go by better, I've done my job. Because let's be honest, well, talk show hosts are not saving the world. There are some talk show hosts that think it is their job to save the world and to change the world. But talk show hosts are there to entertain. And Rush Limbaugh confirmed this many years ago.
Yes, sir. I've been listening now for about 3 years, and I just, like I said, I enjoy like listening to your unbiased opinion, sir. That's all I want. That's what I told people on hold. That's what I wanted to tell you. That's all the thing I wanted to say. I really appreciate it. So thank you,
Bruce. Thank you very much.
All right.
From Slidell, Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Something lighthearted, and then a quick comment on stimulus.
Oh, thank God! Thank God! There is a God.
Well, yes, there is a God. That's why we're going to have Christmas this year, no matter what anybody says.
I agree.
The lighthearted comment was, listen, next spring when your friends say, hey, Scoot, you want to go tubing on the Tickfaw River? You better get a really good definition of what they're talking about.
Man.
You may be embarrassed.
Love it. You can't just say you're going to go tubing on the river.
No. No. And for God's sake, don't say you're going to whip it.
Love it, Steve.
Either,
I mean,
know?
Really, what is this guy thinking? He's like the chief legal analyst for CNN. I had a lot of respect for the guy, and on a Zoom call, he takes it out, and he thought nobody could see.
Stupid, Scoot. That's like, what do they tell you when you first start radio? Always assume that the microphone is hot.
Boy, it's true. And more so than ever, we have to assume
there's the on-air light may not be flashing, but
that's
God
right.
knows in another control room, they may be setting something up, and the microphones, I'm sure, get split off to multiple control rooms, and you don't know when somebody's got a mic. It may not be hot in your studio, but, you know, that's how people
you're
get
right.
trapped all the time.
Steve, you're right. And it surprises me that people get caught doing stuff, and it's caught on cell phone video. It's like, what, you don't know that people have phones everywhere? You don't know that people have the ability to record and to do video of you wherever you are? I mean, people really are very, very stupid.
They're naive and stupid. But the other thing about the stimulus package, I hope that they really get something done, but I think they need a better oversight, bipartisan, as to who gets some of these checks, because I know there's a lot of people that got checks that really didn't need it.
That is true. That is true. And quite often when the government does something, it's all or nothing. And the government doesn't know how to distinguish those that need it more than others. And it really is one of the things that contributes to the unfairness. But, you know, that may just be something that is inherent with democracy. All right, Steve, I appreciate the call. I don't want to tell you specifically why we're going to play this song. I mean, you know, I like a lot of 80s music, and it's a classic from the 80s. I'm not going to say specifically why we're going to play it, but there's something in the news that is causing us to play this song. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is a lot funnier than it should be. All right, so see, I believe the president when he told the rally in Carson City, Nevada, Sunday that a Biden victory means Biden will cancel the Christmas season. He said religion will disappear. The suburbs will disappear. I believed him when he said those things. He seemed serious to me when he said that stuff. But now people are saying, oh, he was just kidding. What about the time when he said, I don't know Stormy Daniels. I don't know anything about money to Stormy Daniels. He was just kidding, right? God, it's so hard to figure all that out. Here's what President Trump said at an Arizona rally when he was talking about things looking good as far as the pandemic goes.
The pandemic, it's rounding the turn. Vaccines are coming. And I look fine, don't I? You know.
And by the way, his wife, the First Lady Melania, has canceled an appearance with him tonight in Pennsylvania because she is still symptomatic from COVID-19. Joe Biden tries to explain who the president cares about.
Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances. Experts say we're likely to lose as many as 200,000 additional lives nationwide between now and the end of the year. All because this president cares more about his Park Avenue perspective on the world, the stock market, than he does about you.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci was called an idiot. He and all of his colleagues were called idiots by President Trump. Dr. Fauci was asked, does he take that personally?
Well, you know, it depends if you take it personally. I focus totally on the health and the welfare of the people of this country. That's what I've devoted 50 years of my career towards, 36 of which were as the director of this institute. That's the only thing I really care about. That other stuff, you know, it's like in The Godfather, nothing personal, strictly business. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I just want to do my job and take care of the people of this country. That's all I want to do.
All right. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell's director of communications, Bo Tidwell, said today that they've been talking with the Saints officials about fans returning to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and the talks have been productive. And so their intention is to keep things going forward, and they want to gradually reopen everything. And there is a, as far as I know, there's still a possibility that some fans might be in the dome for the game Sunday against the Panthers. I hope so. Yeah, as careful as I am wearing a mask and social distancing, and as much of a true germaphobe as I am, I think I would be comfortable going to a game in the dome. I wouldn't be comfortable doing a lot of things, but I feel like I could social distance there as long as, you know, everybody was not in seats right next to me, as long as you could find a place to be. And as long as you could social distance at the concession stand or don't buy concessions. But it seems like that's an environment in which one could easily social distance and wear a mask. So I hope that works out. There's a video posted on Facebook, WWL Radio. And in the video, I talk about Trump reducing the election down to this choice. The choice between the American dream or a socialist hellhole. That's the choice you have to make 2 weeks from today. And you can become part of that conversation by going to our Facebook page, WWL Radio. I'll post it later on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page as well. World Series begins tonight. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:11. And I love all of this excitement about voting early. I think this really is a very good sign for Americans. From Harvey, James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot? Can you hear me?
I'm good. I got good. You, James.
Good. I want to echo what the guy said earlier about you being in the middle of non-bias.
But I appreciate that.
I do. I really think you guys try. I think our president has almost changed our lexicon, nomenclature, way we talk, whatever you want to call it. Before he was elected, for example, the one I wanted to pick on was earlier you said that the Supreme Court, and I forgot which justice, voted with the liberals.
Yeah, John Roberts.
He didn't vote with the liberals. He voted his interpretation of the law.
You know, that's the right way to look at it.
Right. That is the way to look at it.
That's the right way to look at it.
We've gotten so to the point that we're following even the way this man thinks and talks that everything is a win-lose. It is not.
Right.
If you want to make it that, I don't even know why the lawsuit was filed, because if I had to file my taxes by April the 15th, if you look at any post office at 10:30 to 12 midnight that night, there's a lot of people out there, because the law basically establishes if you have a postmark on it, it's generally accepted that it was done by that date. We're getting so, I don't know what it is, but keep trying, Scoot. I love listening to you. But it was trivial, but I think the point I'm trying to make is we even start think like this man. And it's scary.
And James, I try to do a good job with not keeping score. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it's going to slip out. I mean, I'm human. And I did say that Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberals because, you know, that's the good headline, because he was appointed by a conservative, and President Trump expected him to side with the conservatives. So, you know, that's the headline. He sided with the liberals, but he sided with the right decision. I like that better. You know,
well, he decided with his interpretation of the law, and that's his job.
Right.
Now, we need to get rid of some of these labels, but some of us deserve these labels. Sometimes, my last little point is, Forrest Gump, stupid is the stupid does.
That's true. All right. I appreciate it. Life's like a box of chocolates, too. Sometimes you just want to take a bite out of something. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that mail-in ballots in the state of Pennsylvania can be counted within 3 days after Election Day, even if the postmark is not totally legible. And Republicans fought really hard, and President Trump fought really hard to require that only ballots received by Election Day can be countered. And Chief Justice John Roberts created the tie. And this has caused a lot of people to bring up the idea that should Judge Barrett have already been approved, she might have been the swing vote. But what if she wouldn't have been? What if this very intelligent woman, Judge Amy Coney Barrett from Metairie, what if this brilliant, brilliant legal mind, what if she leans toward the Constitution as opposed to conservative ideology? What if that happens? It could. And I think that would be good. Mike from Metairie, you're on WWL. Hey, Mike.
Police department. Hey, Mike from Metairie.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good.
Mike from Metairie.
Okay, right, Mike, we've established that.
My pet peeve from a week and a half now is, listen, we're going to start, cutting out the police department and the city and the state department, you know, paying bills or whatever, giving them furloughs and all. But I want to know who's the crazy person to tell state troopers they don't have to watch from 610 to New Orleans East no more, and New Orleans is going to take over the interstate. Because ever since a week and a half ago when they had the car show in Biloxi and all of that, there has been not a cop one.
Yeah, you made this point on the show the other day, didn't you?
I know. And why is this? New Orleans can't afford to even watch their own city.
Well, why don't you call the police then? Why don't you call the city?
I tried.
I can't do anything about it.
Well,
so what's the solution?
Well, that's a good question. I say put the state troopers back on there, because there's people doing 80 and 90 miles an hour at 5 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night.
Is that something – you think that's something that just started?
In the last past 8 months, it has, yeah.
So the last 8 months, people have been speeding in New Orleans East on the I-10?
All day, every day. All day from New Orleans, 610 all the way to New Orleans East.
And this has started eight months ago.
You ought to drive that once in a while.
Yeah. All right, Mike, listen, I think it's cool that this is America and you had a chance to call. I've driven that area a lot, and I can tell you that it wasn't just in the last 8 months that people have been driving 80 miles an hour on the I-10 in New Orleans East. That didn't just start. It's been going on for a long time. And when Mike called the other day, I said, it's not even tailgating in that area. It's drafting. I mean, it's like a race. And, man, you could – look, the speed limit is – at one point, it's 70 miles an hour. But if you drive 70 miles an hour, almost everybody is passing you. You could set your cruise control on 80 in New Orleans East, and people are flying by you. This didn't start 8 months ago. So I don't know what Mike is complaining about the state police or New Orleans, because this has been going on as long as I can remember. And I've driven that area a lot. So again, nothing new there. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, Ian Hoke will come back with a couple of your text messages. You know, when I hear President Trump say things like, if Biden wins, the Christmas season is going to be canceled, one thing comes to mind. It's crazy talk. Well, first of all, with this Christmas season, Biden wouldn't even be president until January 20th of 2021. Please don't worry about losing Christmas. If you want to vote for Trump, vote for Trump. But don't not vote for Biden because you think somehow Christmas is going to disappear, because that is nonsensical rhetoric. It's stupid. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about the opening up of many New Orleans businesses in the French Quarter in particular, and around New Orleans. And I told you what I saw when I was in the French Quarter Friday night, Saturday night, and then again Sunday afternoon. And basically, it looked like the message was sent out, the pandemic is over, party at will. Mayor Cantrell is saying that people need to be careful. And I'm going to agree with the mayor on this. It's one thing to open things up. It's another thing to be reckless. And I don't think getting drunk and then not being responsible is an excuse. I don't think it's an excuse to get drunk and then you're in the car and you kill somebody. Oh, well, I was drunk. I didn't know what I was doing. Well, of course you didn't know what you were doing, but you decided to get drunk. And so if drinking is the excuse for not social distancing, then you need to think about what you're going to do and what you're not going to do before you start drinking. And then, you know, try to find, I mean, if you really don't have the character to stick with what you think is the responsible thing to do, then don't drink. Let's go to our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke, with a couple of your text messages.
I work at the Superdome. I don't want to see more fans. People can't social distance outside on Bourbon Street, so what happens when I get a call and I need to go walk the concourse? Now I'm at risk just to have fans in the dome.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, if people don't end up back in the dome, you're not going to have a job anyway. I understand that point, and I understand anybody who's in that position, but there is a way to go out and wear a mask and social distance. But I do empathize with your situation.
The same as it ain't none of our business about Sean Payton and his affairs. It ain't none of our business about Donald Trump and his affairs, right?
Well, yeah, except that, you know, he lied about it. You know, I mean, yes, no, somebody tried to bring up Sean Payton, you know, in his personal life. And I said, no, that's not of our business. When you're the president of the United States and you use money to pay off somebody and you lie about it, well, yeah, that's kind of our business. Sorry, different situation.
Scoot, anyone who believes that a devout Catholic like Biden is going to cancel Christmas is a fool.
Well, let's just say there are a lot of fools in the world. Trump warns that Biden will cancel Christmas. That's the title of the blog I wrote. It's on our website at WWL.com. And do we have any calls up, Ian? Am I missing something here? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, from River Parishes. Dave, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I got one word for Trump. It reminds me of when I watched Andy of Mayberry with Ernest T. Bass, and 45 was nine knots. He called Ernest T. Bass nuts. That's what we're going to say. He's a nut.
Well, based on some of the things that he says, I understand that argument can be made. And there are a lot of people who are going to vote for Trump, and they put all that aside. And yet they don't understand why a lot of people will put certain things about Biden aside and vote for Biden.
I live in River Parish, and I'm 65. I want to go absentee. I've never seen that many people voting absentee in a line they didn't have. Now, what's that a sign of? I'm not sure, but I hope the Supreme Court don't repeal affordable health care for one reason, because if they repeal it, they might repeal everything, and we're going to have pre-existing conditions again. That could affect everybody, so people need to think about
Well, there is a lot to think about, and you know, if the president of the United States has a direct impact on your health care, you need to figure out who's going to be best for you. And it would be best if you didn't decide based on what you see on social media or from the right or the left that you figured this out on your own. I appreciate the call, Dave. Let's go to Mandeville. Jim, you're on WWL.
Hey, Stu.
Hey, Jim.
I've been with you since I've been in sixth grade.
I appreciate that. But, I mean, I'm sure that I'm sure listening to me when you were in the sixth grade was probably not the proper thing to do. You know, I was kind of had some kind of questionable content sometimes on the air.
I know. We used to have fun. We used to talk about sixth grade. Anyway.
Well, I had fun doing it. I'm still having fun doing it.
Yeah, and we had fun listening to you, too. Anyway, what I was calling about is all this stuff about President Trump. I mean, he's got a lot of faults, but my 401k is still doing good.
I understand that. In the same way that you have reasons for voting for Trump, even though you don't agree with everything on Trump, there are people who don't agree with everything with Biden. You know, there are a lot of people on the right that seem to not understand why anybody would vote for Biden because of certain things that Biden has done. Well, Trump has done certain things, and the conservatives put that aside, and they're going to vote for him anyway. Well, who's to say that there aren't people on the left who are going to put certain things aside and vote for Biden? It really is it's the same thing.
I'm working out for my pocketbook. Just like you.
Yeah, well, you know, and listen, this is why nobody should really be so sure about who I'm going to vote for. If I vote my pocketbook, I'm voting for President Trump. I haven't voted yet. I may vote early. Not sure yet. But President Trump gives me so much material every day. I mean, President Trump feeds me material during the show from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and we sometimes react to it right away. So if I'm voting my pocketbook, why wouldn't I vote for President Trump? A guy that gives me material every day? Why would a comedian or any talk show host not vote for President Trump? Here's what President Trump said at an Arizona rally.
The pandemic, it's rounding the turn. Vaccines are coming. And I look fine, don't I? You know.
Well, the president says he looks fine and everything's good. And basically what the president is saying is that if you get COVID-19, don't worry because everything's going to be okay. But that's not necessarily true. Basically, the president's telling you don't fear the Reaper. But some people have been killed by the Reaper. I'm Scooch. Glad you're with us Tuesday afternoon, and we'll be back on WWL. And I love that everybody talks and everybody has a chance to talk on our show every Monday through Friday in the afternoon from 1 to 4. And I always welcome and thank those of you who are streaming the show on the radio.com app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, download the app radio.com. It's free. And just type in WWL and you've got our show wherever you have your phone. And I appreciate the many calls we had this afternoon with people who actually get the show and hear the show for what it is. Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick is coming up next. The longest airline flight, it was canceled because of COVID-19. It's going to start up again. Singapore Airlines is going to renew the flight from Singapore, but instead of going to Newark, they're going to JFK, making the flight a few miles longer. It's an 18-hour flight. 18 hours in the plane. Better bring the Ambien. I mean, can you imagine? I guess the longest I've been on a plane has been 10, 11 hours. I don't know, maybe 10 hours, but 18, that's a long time. Hey, you can join me on social media, Instagram. In fact, I'm not sure, sometime tonight, between 8 and 9 or sometime in that area, I'm going to go live on Instagram. And that's where you and I can talk to each other. So it's Scoot on the Air, Instagram. It's an extension of this radio show. Also, it's Scoot on the Air, Facebook, and YouTube. And I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman. and our show producer, Tubman Essis, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. And as always, I want to thank you for being part of the show. And one thing we learned from the show, the next time somebody asks you to go tubing on the river, you might want to ask them what they really mean by that. Anyway, thanks for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.